A lot of strange childhood memories of, like, singing in my bedroom or always singing in stairwells. Stairwells have really good acoustics.
At 23, Florence and the Machine vocalist Florence Welch isn't that far removed from her stairwell singing days, but with her debut album Lungs getting notice from critics and audiences alike, if she's still singing in stairwells, it's not for lack of an audience. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Rita Houston. Her manager signed her after hearing her sing Etta James in a bathroom, and she grew up on a steady diet of soul music, Courtney Love, Annie Lennox, and Kate Bush. She spent her teen years playing in hardcore bands like Toxic Cockroaches. But these days, it's the soul influences especially that you can hear on Florence and the Machine's debut, Lungs. For that album, the band teamed up with Arctic Monkeys producer James Ford and Bloc Party producer Paul Epworth to create a sound that was both brand new and full of vintage flair. Recently, the raven-haired Florence stopped into FUV's Studio A, where she told me that Annie Lennox wasn't the only redheaded singer she admired.
I really loved musicals, probably in Disney films. I just remember thinking, like, I could be Ariel. You know when she does it, you know, and I just remember being in the bath with, like, a red flannel on my head. So now I have red hair, so it's fine. Being Ariel.
That's pretty good. Gives hope to little girls everywhere who are running around their bedrooms now, pretending they're Ariel.
Yeah, and like things like, you know, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And What else was I like? I think, like, one of my earliest music memories is hearing Would I Lie to You by the Eurythmics on the car radio, and just being, like, really young and just thinking, this is the best song I've ever heard.
Well, that...
I still think it's one of the best songs I've ever heard. I broke your jaw once before, spilled your blood upon the floor. You broke my leg in return. So let's sit back and watch the bed burn. Blood sticks, sweat drips. Break the lock if it don't fit. A kick in the teeth is good for some. A kiss with a fist is better than none. Ooh, oh. A kiss with a fist is better than none. You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed. A lot of it happens, like, in the studio, like, suddenly. Most of the songs that, like, you know, like Cosmic Love and... That's not been written down at all anywhere. It's just on record because it kind of came in a sudden burst of hangover inspiration.
Hangover inspiration. Many people don't find inspiration in hangovers. They stay in bed under their covers.
It's weird if you do try and get out of the bed. It's like a strange, like, what did I say about it yesterday? You're not thinking literally, you're thinking laterally. So, I don't even know if that makes sense. I just liked the two words. But
the
it's like you're in a different... kind of frame of mind, so it's, you know, if you can be bothered, sometimes inspiration can come from a pretty strange place.
And no dawn, no day, I'm always in this twilight, in the shadow of your heart. Then I heard your heart beating. You were in the darkness too. So I stayed in the darkness with you.
Live music from Florence and the Machine, that's Cosmic Love. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Check out the complete interview, performance, and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.